Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. Schools are back in session, and students are getting lessons on more than reading, math, and science. Teachers are also trying to help them keep their cool and play well with others. But as Susan Perez of the Kansas News Service reports, in some states, those lessons are the latest flashpoint in the classroom culture wars.
Wichita teacher Casey Kermode is sharing a picture book with her second grade class. It's a story about two children lost in the woods.
Well, what was their feeling when they were in the forest?
Sad.
And what was yours? Terrified. What else?
And worried.
So those are all feelings, right? Those are negative feelings, but that's okay because we all go through those feelings, right?
It's a reading lesson, but it's more than that. Kermode talks about how the characters in the story are feeling. And then the students talk about times they might have felt scared or nervous, like on the first day of school.
Some of them don't know how to regulate their emotions. So even 20 minutes a day is going to help them tremendously. And they can take these skills at school and use them at home or in their everyday lives.
It's called Social Emotional Learning, or SEL. Every day, elementary school students across Kansas talk with their teachers about how to stay calm, take turns, and get along with others. Older students get those lessons, too. The goal is to teach soft skills, life skills, things like empathy, persistence, and self-control. Educators say it helps kids cope and do better in school and make them more attractive to employers when they grow up. Erin Yosai directs the Center for Psychoeducational Services at the University of Kansas. She says more than 20 years of research shows that social-emotional learning leads to higher grades and better test scores.
Our reading, our writing, our arithmetic, all of our other subjects are impacted and interrelated with our ability to have positive social experiences, knowing how to regulate ourselves in different areas.
A study published in 2015 showed that boosting social skills in kindergarten can predict a child's success decades later. It improves attendance and increases the likelihood that a child will graduate and get a college degree.
The fact that people are saying you can extricate this from academics, really, we wouldn't want to. These are two things that go hand in hand.
But some parents don't see it that way.
Good morning. State Board of Education is called to order.
Conservatives took control of two seats on the Kansas Board of Education this summer, saying schools should focus on classic academics and leave the emotional stuff to parents. Kansas Board of Education Chairman Jim Porter thinks schools should include social-emotional learning. He managed to hang on to his seat in August, but he says conservatives scared voters with misconceptions about SEL.
The message that was received was that social-emotional learning is evil.
One of those new state board members is Dennis Hirschberger. He says SEL is a way for teachers to push political views about race, gender identity, or social justice.
A lot of people are concerned about indoctrination instead of education. Parents and the teachers, they just have to deal with things in the classroom that are much more about creating, society that most parents don't agree with.
Some conservatives say social-emotional learning should be opt-in, so it would be taught only to students whose parents specifically okay it. They also oppose surveys that ask students about their personal relationships or mental health. A school district in Utah recently suspended its SEL program called Second Step because of pushback from parents. Similar battles have played out in Wisconsin and in Florida, where the Department of Education issued guidance calling SEL materials extraneous. During a recent meeting in Kansas, State Board member Michelle Dombrowski voiced concerns about some SEL material her children might receive.
I have that right to pull my child out, send him to the library when that's going on in the school. Whether it be suicide awareness, I may take him for ice cream that day. They're not going to be involved in that. They're not. If it's somebody coming in from the outside and discussing that, it's sometimes if they're young enough, it's putting things in their mind.
The debate isn't likely to ease anytime soon. Conservative school board Republicans have vowed to keep the issue front and center, and several Kansas lawmakers have pledged to make social-emotional learning an issue next spring. For Here and Now, I'm Suzanne Perez.